The program previously heard at this time, Michigan by Michigan, will be heard hereafter Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock. It's time now for Western Michigan at Work. Each Tuesday evening at this time, the White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan, brings you a program about the industries of Western Michigan and the people who work in them. Through these programs, we hope our listeners may become better acquainted with Western Michigan at Work. This evening, we visit the Duro-Metallic Corporation in Kalamazoo. And here's your guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
Good evening. If a faucet leaks when you open the valve, you know that it has to be repacked. Until half a century ago, the only kind of packing known was made of rubber, asbestos, jute, or hemp. But these materials lack the sturdiness, strength, and durability to prevent leakage of certain materials under high pressure. In the early 1900s, a Kalamazoo man, H.P. White, who was a metallurgist, devised a metallic engine packing. Today, metallic packing is widely used in American industry. White started the manufacture of this product at 806 Cobb Avenue here in Kalamazoo under the name of the New Era Manufacturing Company. In October 1917, Charles C. Hall joined the company and provided its leadership for many years thereafter. In 1924, the firm was reorganized and the present name was adopted, Duro-Metallic Corporation. The business steadily grew from that time forward. This year, the company expects to do $1 million worth of business. The growth and progress of the Duro-Metallic Corporation has been marked by the progressive development of new types of packing and packing tools and by the addition to its line of mechanical seals called Dura-Seals. The manufacture of these mechanical seals is now the larger part of the business. A mechanical seal does the same job as packing, except that it does the job better and does it under conditions where packing does not suffice. The mechanical seals sell for anywhere from $25 to $150, depending on material and size. The mechanical seal was invented by an employee of Standard Oil named Kohler, but Duro-Metallic engineers have made many improvements on it. In fact, Duro-Metallic originated mechanical seals for so-called process equipment, that is, equipment used in refineries and chemical plants. Of course, there was a heavy demand for this kind of equipment during the war, and that demand has continued during the post-war period. Fortunately, Duro-Metallic was not called upon to make any readjustments from wartime to peacetime production. The chief customers of Duro-Metallic are refineries, pipeline companies, railroads, chemical plants, and ship operators. From the Duro-Metallic plant in Kalamazoo, packing and seals go to about 94% of the major oil companies in the United States. And as oil refineries and pipelines are built abroad, there's a demand for Duro-Metallic packings and seals for export. Sumatra, Aruba, and the Haifa refinery in Iran are among the places where Duro-Metallic products go. A total of 17 railroads, including some of the largest, are Duro-Metallic customers. Those include the Baltimore and Ohio, the Grand Trunk Western, the Chesapeake and Ohio, the Lehigh Valley, the Norfolk and Western, and the Pennsylvania. Packings are supplied for such parts of the locomotive as the air pump, the throttle, the stoker, reverse gear, valve rod, and gauge glass. And by the way, the DuPont chemical industries are also large users of Duro-Metallic products. The expansion of the business resulted in the construction of a new plant at 2104 Factory Street in 1929, and additions have been made to this plant in 1939, in 1942, and again in 1945. Sam Schaefer joined the company in 1921, and he's now president. Richard Hall, son of Charles C. Hall, is vice president and general manager. Duro-Metallic recognizes that the success of its products depend upon correct installation. The salesmen employed are all engineers or expert technicians who are competent to analyze a mechanical condition where packing or seals are required and then recommend the proper type to use. They also can supervise the dismantling of equipment for the insertion of the packing or seals. Roscoe Smith, who showed me around the Duro-Metallic plant, told me that two young men, one a graduate of Kalamazoo College and the other a graduate of Western Michigan College, are being trained presently for sales positions. I have asked one of these young men, Lou Collins, to join me here at the microphone tonight and tell our listeners what kind of training he's getting.
Dr. Dunbar, about 10 months ago, I applied for a job in the sales department and was accepted. However, I was told that before I would be qualified to represent the company, I would have to take a training course in the factory. This course of training includes working in almost every department in the shop. I've learned to operate several machine tools. But most important in the training is the precision and careful methods used in the manufacture of our products. The course includes installation of mechanical seals in several different types of pumps, and then testing them. I will also work in the research lab and in the engineering department. The object of this training is that I may have a better understanding of the many problems that will come up when I am placed in the selling field. It has always been the policy of the corporation that the salesman were to be of service to the customer, and the sales would automatically follow.
It sounds like you have a good job, Lou. Some idea of the market for Durametallic products may be gained by noting that since the close of the war, 8,547 miles of crude oil and petroleum pipelines have been completed. An additional 1,132 miles is now under construction, and 6,579 miles more is planned. New and larger refineries are being built, and the chemical industries are booming. All these mean more demand for Durametallic packings and seals. So, Lou, it looks like you would have quite a wide field for selling when you get into it. I'll be back with the story of my visit to the Durametallic plant in just a moment.
Western Michigan at Work is sponsored by the White Sales Corporation of Scotts, Michigan. They are local distributors for Lewis Alice Electric Motors. In the White Sales warehouse, they carry industrial motors up to 100 horsepower. They have standard motors and also those with special cases for wet and very dusty locations. They even have some that would not explode if exposed to gasoline vapors. White Sales has a full range of sizes that turn 1,800 revolutions per minute. They also have a nearly complete stock that turn at the other standard speeds, which are 3,600, 1,200, and 900 revolutions per minute. For further information, call White Sales at Scotts, telephone 371.
I think that the first thing that struck my eye as we entered the Durametallic plant was the neatness, cleanliness, and order of the place. And the second impression was the sight of a great many brightly painted machines, yellow, green, and blue. Now, I found that this was a safety device, and later on I learned that the factory has a rather unusual safety record. I want to ask Dick O'Rourke, a war veteran working on final assembly, who is with me here in the studio, to tell our listeners about that safety record and how it was achieved.
Our safety record is one that we at Durametallic are very proud of. Our frequency and severity rate is 00. This rate has been the same for the past 2 years. Keeping this safety record intact is very important to us, and yet it is achieved quite easily, because after all, safety is just a habit. You mentioned the brightly painted machines. This is color dynamics, and its purpose is to caution us where there are moving pieces of equipment, electrical connections, and so forth. The background color was chosen because of its ease on the eyes. This lessens fatigue, and it has been our observation that fatigue leads to carelessness. It in turn leads to accidents. We have made use of safety slogans and posters. Reports on all accidents, regardless of their minor nature, are kept by our industrial nurse. The safety program at our plant is participated in by all. Management furnishes us with a safe, healthy place to work. Our general superintendent is the safety director, and each of us employees work for safety because we believe that high production is maintained not in spite of, but because of safe working habits.
Congratulations to you, Dick O'Rourke, and congratulations to Durametallic on that fine record of safety. One of the interesting operations to watch at the Durametallic plant is the manufacture of various kinds of metallic packing. It starts with aluminum or lead foil, which comes in large rolls. Oil and graphite are applied to the foil, and then it is twisted by machinery into a compact strip, in some cases with an asbestos core. The finished product is something like an ordinary washer in shape, round with a hole in the middle. The size depends on the use for which it is being made. The company has no less than 3,000 different dyes, which are used in making these packing, each representing some distinctive industrial use. The manufacture of seals involves a great deal of close precision work, using micrometers. A tolerance of plus or minus 1/1000th of an inch is all that's allowed. Certain of the parts must be as precisely flat as possible. I saw what was called a lapping machine, just installed, that produces a flat surface within 3/4 millionths of an inch. Flatness is tested by means of a lens. This kind of work requires very skilled laborers. The turnover in the plant is very small. Total employment at present is 77, and that includes office workers and salesmen. About 60 work in the plant. An engineering and research department is constantly working on new developments. Among the developments in recent years are Durahooks, which are used for packing, a new high-pressure seal, and a two-piece seal. An outside laboratory has been built to test seals against propane, which is a highly inflammable substance that cannot be used inside the plant. Another project I saw was the making of a film showing how to install these DuraSeals. Well, after all these products are ready for the customer, they go to Leslie Bauscher, the shipping clerk. Leslie has the distinction of being with the company 13 years, without ever losing a day at the plant. Leslie is also with me here in the studio, and I'm going to ask him to tell you what an average day of shipping from DuraMetallic is like. What products are shipped out, and where do they go?
Mr. Dunbar, I would say an average day's shipments would be approximately 40 orders, although 60 is not unusual, of different types of metallic packing, mechanical seals, tools, and pressure units going to any state in the Union as well as abroad. Through our shipping department goes all types of metallic foil packing which meet the specification of all industrial pumps. Mechanical seals make up approximately 60% of our shipments. One recent day's orders range from two sets of packing to an order for 50,000 rings with two pressure units to round out the day's work. It has given the men in my department and myself a great deal of satisfaction to know we are a part of an organization that has so many friendly customers and getting an increased number of new ones each day.
What you've said, Leslie, certainly illustrates very well how far afield your metallic products go. Before we bring our program to a conclusion, I would like to tell our listeners about the profit-sharing plan at the plant. That plan was set up in 1947 as a memorial to Charles C. Hall and is called the Charles C. Hall Profit-Sharing Retirement Plan. It is a combination of profit-sharing and retirement. Contributions to the fund, which is held in trust by a private company, are made each year by the DuraMetallic Corporation. The employee contributes nothing. The company puts into the fund 20% of its net income before deductions of federal income taxes, up to an amount equal to 15% of the wages and salaries paid out during the year. Each employee is credited with his share of that division, and his share is determined by a point system. He gets 1 point for each $100 earned during the year, plus 1 point for each year of service with the company. At the age of 65, he receives what has been accumulated in the fund in his name as a retirement allowance. If he leaves the company's employ after more than 4 years of participation, he can draw out all that has been accumulated for his retirement. And that's the story of DuraMetallic, one of the busy industries where you will find Western Michigan at work.
Next week, we will bring you the story of the E.J. Ely Ink Company. You've been listening to another Tuesday evening program in the series of Western Michigan at Work, presented to you at this time by White Sales Corporation, Scotts, Michigan, who are local distributors for Lewis Alice Electric Motors.